Hello.
Hey, Ingolf, how's it going?
Hey. With folio, no. With folio, not so good. No, it's pretty good. I asked you a question on the. Maybe we can talk about that quickly.
Give me, I finally got wrapped up with some things I needed to do this morning, but I believe I changed the service ports references.
The service ports references. Can
Yeah,
I?
I'm pulling up my cluster right now where I had this. What basically had happened was that the YAML that I used that they gave as an example didn't set the service selector properly in Rancher or on Kubernetes, really. For what the deployment was.
Do you mean the ports? I looked it up. It's only port 80,
Right.
81
So
and 8.
I thought it was the ports, but it's not the port. It was actually the selector. It
What
was
is a
the
selector?
it was for the service, there's a selector where it chooses what workload you're running by what the key value pair is. And what I had was not what Rancher wanted. Rancher wanted something called workload.user.cattle.io, blah blah blah. And I can show you this. I can share my screen really quickly, and I can show you this.
Yeah, would be a good idea.
Zoom in here. So in Rancher, you have your workloads. Mostly I have deployments. And each of these deployments has a key value like label pair. So like up here, for example, these labels, app, Kubernetes, blah, blah, blah. It has those. And all the image data and all of that stuff. And for service discovery, when I used the examples that they provided, they didn't have the labels right for the selector. So you have a service on your cluster. Let's just go down to mod something. You have a service on your cluster. It's HTTP, mod configuration, port, 8081, 8082. And what this service does is it selects a running thing based upon what your selector is. So the columns up here, here's your selector. And so these selectors were wrong for my services. And so I put in what they were for the deployment. So workload, user, cattle, IO, workload selector, and it's apps, deployment, Eureka. This is my, this is usually a namespace. So it's deployment, namespace, and the name of the deployment in your workload. It's like mod configuration, for example. There. So, here it is, app, Kubernetes, IO name, mod configuration, and all of that. And there's annotations too that I don't really use. So I changed all of that to match the labels. Let me see if I can find the full label view here. There's the deployment. Yeah, here's all the labels. So app, Kubernetes, IO, deployment, Kubernetes, revision, all of that stuff. Same thing with the pods. The pods, individual pods have this where it's the workload cattle user and then this whole string. So what basically that does is it tells Kubernetes when you try to hit a service, which deployment to go find. And they were all wrong for me when I imported their example. So I had to edit all these services and change them to point to the right thing. So that's what you asked earlier. That's what it was. I thought it was the port that I changed, but it wasn't the port. It was the selectors. And I will stop sharing now. Did we lose Ingolf?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh man, he missed it.
Yeah,
He missed the whole thing. That was the important part in golf, and you left us.
have a question about that. You're saying that the selectors need to say which deployment?
So in
Because,
a yeah, in a
right.
Kubernetes environment, you can do it several different ways. The way
Yeah.
Rancher does it is by selectors. Oh,
Hello.
Ingolf is back. We
I've
lost
just
him.
lost connection, sorry.
It's okay.
Hello, Shelley.
Hi.
So Shelley asked about the deployments using selectors, and that's how Rancher does it. You can do it many different ways. Usually the cattle controller for the cluster on Rancher, whenever you make a deployment, automatically makes a service with the appropriate selector. But in a traditional Kubernetes environment that doesn't use any kind of cluster automator or distro, you have to make the services yourself. So, Ingolf, where did you leave off in my spiel? What was the last thing you heard?
You wanted to look it up, and
Yeah, so you didn't see any of that.
no.
Ah, oh, okay. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me reshare my screen. Don't disappear this time on me, Ingolf.
Reconnects two or three times a day, actually. It's
Oh, that's not good.
that's not good. And I applied for a fiber optic connection to my house, so let's see.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's what I've got. So what I was showing was in Rancher, you're using Rancher, right, for your Kubernetes
No, it's
system.
just Kubernetes.
Okay. So well th then I mean this will apply to. So in a Kubernetes environment, most of the time when you have a service for your cluster, that service chooses a deployment based on a series of selectors. And the ones that I got from the Eureka dev guys, all of the selectors were wrong for my cluster. So I had to update them. I had to update them to match what labels I had for my workload. So for my workload.
You can go to the services tab there.
Yeah. Well, I want to show them the workload one real quick. So in my workload, I have these labels for the deployment and for the pod that have these selectors. And what I used the Rancher one. Usually the Rancher default one is this. It's hard to see because it's grayed out, but it's this workload user cattle workload selector. Rancher creates these selectors, these labels automatically. So for the services, for like mod configuration, I'll use the same. Here's in the selector column, I reference that label. And that's how it knows to get to where it needs to go. I told you in the chat earlier, I thought it was that I had to update the ports, but I didn't have to update the ports. They were right. It was just the selectors to get to the actual running pod.
So
Yeah,
how?
thank you. I will see. Sorry, what this
Yeah, so check
corresponds
your.
to in my implementation.
Yeah. What were you saying, Shelley?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, how did you discover that this was a problem for you and your environment?
So
Because I don't.
I was getting the same logs
Sent
that
an error
Ingolf was
message.
getting. Yeah, there was an error message saying it couldn't find it. It just couldn't find the deployment. You know, it couldn't reach the endpoint, and you know the service was there, but it just wasn't going anywhere basically. So every time I tried to entitle something, it would say, "Nope, sorry, can't find no mod users, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? It's right here," you know.
Okay.
And
Huh. So
that's how I'm doing it.
that's an issue related to Rancher and how Rancher does service discovery.
It
Kubernetes,
can
I
be,
guess.
yeah. There,
Because,
yeah.
yeah.
Can we look at
Okay, because I
my
don't, we've, we, and when you say this is you got this from the Folio devs. Are you talking about from Folio Helm V2 or from their pipelines shared library?
Yeah, from their from the, I think it was Kit Fox, their team had posted a series of deployments a while back where it was the platform minimal
Okay.
files you needed, and part of the deployment included the service YAML for each deployment. And
Okay.
I just I imported it straight in,
Okay, because I don't
just
think we have this problem.
So when I look in, I also have a deployment. It was mod for it, it's my suspicion that it was every module, but let's stay at mod configuration to be explicit. So the deployment has something like this: labels, annotations.
Yep.
So I don't know, and then I
Just,
change to the service and look at mod configurations. But I cannot remember all of this
yeah, I
bottom
mean, you can
screen.
save the YAML off and compare it, at some point. But yeah, if you look at the labels for how the selector for the discovery is, right? So there's the
Ah, yeah, the
service.
labels. Yeah, here are the labels. These are all labels. And now I compare with the deployment. So what is the problem now? App Kubernetes.
I don't think it's a problem.
Yes, I don't think too, because if you look at the service, there are internal endpoints, and that's that shows us that the service is connected to the
Yeah,
port.
does it, yeah, go back down to the service. There we go. So internal endpoints. So we have
Huh.
mod
Well, that's
configuration
just what the
80.
service is listening on. That doesn't indicate that Maybe the
it's
80
targeting the pod.
or 80.
Yeah, see, that's interesting because mine is 8081.
Yeah.
It's not 8080, or sorry, 80.
Yeah, mine's
Mine is
8080. Yeah,
8081 and
8081 is
8082.
8081 is the port of the module, and 8082 is the port of the sidecar. So
Yeah, so
this
why does
seems to be
yours,
wrong.
yeah,
Yeah.
why does yours say 80?
Yeah.
That's
80
the
is wrong.
question. Yeah, I think 80 is
No.
wrong.
My service point is 80, but then the internal
Oh.
one is 8081.
Yeah, the service can be set up to change the port it listens, like map the port it listens on to the private port of the container.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what mine
Interesting.
is. See, mine. So, my service, the listening is 8081, and the target is 8081. And in my deployment for the pod, let me go back to mod configuration. I know you can't see my screen when I'm talking to myself. Where the heck did it go? There it is. So, in the
Yeah,
deployment
stop sharing
for
this.
my pod, it is also running on HTTP 8081. Yeah, so my 8081s are all the way through. So yeah, check what your actual deployment is for that in golf in that.
8081 is the internal port of
Yep.
the module.
So that's got to
Oh.
be what it is then. Your service has 8080 instead of 8081 for that.
Ah. It's 8081 is a port of the service. Is that what you're saying? Port
Well,
of
that's
the
what, well,
private container
yours showed
port.
8080, but the way my deployment is it's the
Yeah,
private
no, mine
port.
shows 8082 actually.
Well, there's one above it. Go back to that service and look right above it. There should be two ports for every deployment. One for the main container for the actual artifact and one for the sidecar. And the sidecar ones are 8082. Or I think or it's I can't remember now. Let me see. Let me go to my
In
pods.
the IDE I use, it has services and endpoints and different views. So
Yeah,
I
okay.
don't know if that's helpful. Because like when you click on service for when I click on service for mod, whatever, it shows only 8081.
Oh,
I
interesting. It
have to
doesn't
look
give
at
you.
endpoints to see
Yeah, just.
that there's 8081 and
No, the
8082.
service has sidecar 8082 and the port is 8081, which is correct. Which is correct. But what is wrong then?
Well, your service had 80. I saw it one of, when you were looking at mod config on your service dashboard, it had 80, and then it had 8082 right below it.
Yeah, but
Okay,
I have
this
that
is
as
this here
well.
says here this
Yeah.
it's correct.
Okay,
Sidecar
there you go.
8082 and
Okay.
the 80, and that's an endpoint of what? Of the service. This is the
Can you
service.
just can you just click on the edit and look what's in there, what's in the definition? Just click on the pencil on the top right.
Yeah, you had it. Yeah, right there. So
Yeah.
what do we have? Yeah, here we go. Get all the metadata.
So you have.
Yeah, here we go. So here's the ports.
Yeah.
See, it's not pointing to 8081. It's pointing to 8080 or
Yeah.
just 80 for you. So that I think that's your problem,
This
Ingval.
is a problem. 80.
It should be
80.
8081.
That's the port
Yeah.
the in this case Kong used
No, this is
try to
wrong.
access the
This is wrong.
service, and the target port is the port in the container. So if you have configured Kong to connect to port 80, then leave the port like it's it and change the target port to 8081.
Yeah, it depends on the module descriptor that Kong has.
Yeah,
Yeah, yeah.
that's true. Yeah.
Trust
That's
us.
Kong. We don't know how Kong.
Maybe. I'm not entirely convinced that he needs to
I'm
do
also
that.
not convinced.
Because we have ours set up with our services, like it has port 80, but the endpoints are 8081 and 8082.
Yeah, so you would still have to change the target port because the target port was set to 80 as well, and the container doesn't listen on 80.
Yeah.
But
You
yeah, Kong thinks that But what
Kong
I
has that
don't
module mapped
understand
to port
is,
80.
yeah, none
but this
of,
is what I did.
as far as
This
I'm
is
aware,
a
none of the modules listen on 80 internally. They're all 8081, or there's one inventory one that's weird, I think, but
But how can I influence this? This is the values file. The sidecar is on 8082. And this is 8081. Where does the 80 come from? And why is there no 8081 on the dashboard?
No, that's
Well,
the
that's oh, this
startup
is
problem.
admin health.
Yeah.
Ah, here.
There it is.
There it is. Yep.
And here, what do you want me to do? Here, 8081. And here, it's correct or what? But this I don't understand. This is a container port.
Yeah.
Is
Container port
eight.
is unused, I think. Target port should be 8081.
The target port of the service should be 8081.
Yeah. That's the service is the service is something one can connect to,
Yeah, this is why it's
and
80.
the target port is where the service connects to the container. So in the container you have you
Target
can
port is
maybe you
HTTP.
can maybe you can recheck this in the container, but it should be 8081. I can tell you how to recheck it in the
Is this
container.
correct? HTTP, this is not a
No,
port.
it's HTTP is port 80, so you should change it to 8081.
Yes. Aha. Yeah, I don't see the And this container can
port here in
stay
any of my
every
service.
three
Oh,
times like this or what?
yeah.
Sorry, Trent, say
So,
that again. You were kind of low. I couldn't hear you.
I don't see the container port field in any of my services. I don't know if that's an actual field. It's all target port in mine. This is from the official repo, Folio Helm V2, you know. This one. Then some more locally. Yeah, okay, I will try with that. I hope that this will work.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, my spec does have the container port for it. So,
Yeah.
but I'm not using the chart though. Like you're using the chart to edit it. I'm not using the chart. I'm just using a flat deployment for the moment for my testing. I didn't want Helm getting in my way.
I'm still puzzled about this. But for all
Ingolf.
the modules, yeah, which I don't use. All the modules which I don't use, which are not in some exotic modules. I bet they have the same values. They all have this, you know. What's the reason? Is it all wrong or?
Ours are all set to port 80. We don't specify container port, and ours works with how we have it set. So I don't know if the I don't think I don't know what your error message was that you got. So,
Oh, it's the same as
but I
Jason's.
don't
It's
know if that's I don't think the port stuff there is the
this is the
problem.
error message. I can do whatever I want. I can, okay, not this one, maybe. Yeah, this is the entitlement, and I get flow cancels abstraction service error parameters key, then the module name,
Yeah.
value integration exception. And then the error message. It's connection exception, fail to perform request, post, mod blah 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 1882 tenant course null. And then comes module after module. I think that does not depend on the module. It's the same error
Did
message
you,
for
and
each module.
you've posted the discovery modules, data to Kong or
Is the
whatever.
sidecar running?
Yeah,
Post
that's what I was
nothing.
wondering too. Maybe the
Yeah,
sidecar's actually.
because it's 8082,
Yeah.
and that's the sidecar.
Yeah, but this we cannot we look this up here. This is a
Just click on the
sidecar.
pot.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
click on a pot and see if in the drop
On
down the
the
sidecar
pot.
appears.
Oh, no. Oh, the sidecar's running.
But is the
On
pod set?
8081.
Yeah, but the sidecar has to run on 8082, right?
Yeah, this
Oh
is
no,
a good
then but
point.
no, but that's the module
This is a good
URL.
point. Oh.
So, but
Side.
that makes sense. So, in the sidecar, you have to configure the module URLs. In
Yeah, yeah.
Shelly's case, that's probably localhost dot
8081.
80.
And the
Really?
sidecar
It's
runs on
8081 for you as well?
8082.
No,
I
the
still don't see
module.
a
Okay.
problem. The sidecar runs on 8082 and the module runs on 8081 and the service
Yeah.
runs on 80. That is not wrong.
That's how we have ours set
Yeah.
up.
That's interesting.
Okay.
To me that Shelly, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know how it's
Okay.
doing that.
Can
There might
you
be a whole other row of services on 80 for you.
can you exit into the module, the pod,
Yeah.
and into the maybe, yes.
But how?
Yes, this one. So, and now you just try netstat minus TLN. Okay.
I think, Jason, can I ask you? You said you had the problems on re-entitlement. And I think that it's the same problem because I was able to entitle mod app platform
Yeah.
complete on another version and
Yeah, from what
then deleted this. It's this a re-entitlement?
Well,
This is the.
I said re-entitled because I had to wipe my namespace out. So I had it working at one point and I had to do some cluster upgrades and I went ahead and just I kept the old namespace but wiped
Yeah.
out all the artifacts in it. And then I, you know, put everything back on and redeployed it. And I, when I put everything back on, that's when I discovered when I went to import the services that I got from the team that they were wrong. Like the port, you know, the label selectors in my case were wrong. The ports were right. You know, the main pod was 8081 and it was internal and mapped externally to 8081. And then the sidecar was the
Okay.
same thing. It was, you know, internal private 8082 and mapped to 8082 on the cluster. And the services aligned with that. It's just the selector that the service used in my case, since it's Rancher, it was pointing to the workload cattle selector. And those were all gone. I had to add those.
Okay.
But like the help, like I don't use the Helm charts. So I'm the Helm charts, they probably deploy a completely different methodology for their service. instead of the cattle
General
workload
to
selector
Kong
that gets.
application. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Shelley.
Yeah, I don't know if I
To.
think that's the endpoint that you have to post to that first to say, hey, these modules are here at these ports and stuff.
Oh
So
yeah, you've got to tell Kong either way.
yeah,
Do you do
but this
that
is
step
no,
already?
actually, I think I can. Here, this is what I did today. Curl applications platform. This tells me what modules are in the platform, and it's all there. 13 modules.
Well, okay.
Oh, no platform minimal. They're all running. They're all entitled, and they're not entitled. They're all what?
So yeah, module name on 8082. Yeah, that seems to be what you should do.
Yeah.
And where, Mike, where should I look when I actually do this? I mean, we can do this now. Let's see, how do I get the token like this?
Yeah, I hate this part of trying to interact with the infrastructure. And you got a quote there in the beginning in Golf. You're gonna have to get rid of the quote.
Thank you.
I upped the expiry for my tokens so they wouldn't expire every 5 minutes or
It expires in
whatever.
1 hour, but it's
Yeah.
long ago since I did this.
The
So,
default was like every 5 minutes I had to
yeah.
go re get a new refresh. It's like I hate this.
So when I do the entitlement, what do you suggest me? Where should I look in the dashboard? Maybe we can look before. I'm not sending this now. So at the moment, I look at the events.
Well, I would look
Events
at
and it's not very. It's 3 minutes ago. It's okay. I know Mod Source Records Manager has problems, but I don't think this is the cause of the entitlement error. So this restarts from time to time. And this is also Mod Source Records Manager. It has some problems with mod patron blocks. I expect this is also not the cause of the problem. And that's all. And now if I send this, there will be a lot of activities here and the events. Where should I look? Should I look at the log at
I would, after I do post an entitlement, I would just tail the logs or look at the logs for manager applications
Exactly.
and manager tenant entitlements. There's also endpoints that you can hit to look at the entitlement flow, but you have to get the tenant ID and the flow ID and all that stuff. Yeah.
Tenant entitlements, this one.
Yeah, you just like look at the logs for those as your
This 1728. Yeah, that's the
the
current time.
entitlement.
So I'll send this now. See what happens.
And then, as it tries to entitle modules, I then go look at the module logs and the site mainly the
Yeah.
sidecar logs for that module.
I kind of look at all. Yes, that was a failure. Not quick enough to follow this.
Well, you got debug logging on, so it's verbose.
So when I now go here, every second some every seconds three things happen, two or three things happen,
Well, I never look at events. I mean, that's events for like
But this looks all fine. It creates some more ports for manager tenant entitlements. Yeah. This is expected. So
all the activity is going to be in the logs for the modules.
yeah, but they restart. If they restart, then it's gone or what? I don't know. Or to
The modules are restarting when you entitle.
oh, I think yeah. Look, this is restarting
It
here.
looks like there is a horizontal pod auto scaler
Yeah, it
that
can be.
starts scaling the
Okay, good.
manager entitlement things.
Don't know. Anyway, it already failed, right? This is,
Yeah.
it's already over. So, and now I'm as wise as before. I have the same error messages with different
Okay,
modules.
so go to mod
Notice.
scheduler
Yeah,
and go.
the last line says failed to perform connection to the Okapi facade.
That's just the
Well,
name of
that's
one
one of the
module, mod
modules.
Okapi facade. It's the same for all modules. Yeah,
Do you
but this
have
is what I
this?
also did as I would start with mod scheduler.
So then look at the sidecar logs for it and see
Ah,
if
the
they're.
sidecar. Yeah, sidecar log is a good point. Maybe I didn't look at the side. Or can I look at the sidecar log?
Just
Yeah.
click on the logs.
Click on log and
And
I don't
then you
know.
can select the sidecar.
Logs from sidecar. So what's going on here?
Okay. Yeah, there are
Connection
messages. Thank you.
refused
Huh.
for
But it's just
manager.
a warning. But no, okay, connection refused. Connection refused to tenant entitlements.
Okay,
Port 80.
so let's see, getting service token for tenant master. Okay. Loading module tenant entitlements, and then it
Tenant
fails with
master.
manager tenant entitlements, connection refused.
The tenant is not called
So,
master. Yeah.
Oh, is your service for manager tenant entitlements configured?
yeah. What's the service for manager
It
tenant
tries
entitlements?
to connect to port 80. Maybe
Yeah.
there is no service for port 80. Just search MGR tenant entitlements and look at the service.
No.
There, yeah, there's no port there. Shouldn't it be? Well,
It's
yeah.
port 80, and maybe you have the service on another port.
No.
Okay, it's
No.
port 80.
And now I have to go back to the log. Was it?
Yeah, no. Just go into the container and check if the port 80 is really used. If your service
This one.
defines port 80 and connects to port 80 in the container, then the container has to listen to port 80.
I don't know what you mean. Go in the
That
container.
doesn't, I'm not sure that looks right.
Do you want execute?
Yeah, maybe try to execute. Try netstat
Oh, interesting.
T T L L the unit T the L and N. Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing here.
Okay, there's nothing on port
Interesting.
80. It's probably wrong.
So,
But this is not the service, this is a port. I don't know if it's.
weirdly, we have a service for manager tenant entitlements, but we don't have any endpoints. But we actually haven't gotten this far yet on our new, deploy Eureka. So we may be in an unfinished state here.
You haven't done an entitlement yet?
Well,
Yeah, I don't
for
know.
simplicity, I would disable the horizontal pod autoscaler because for you, I don't think it makes sense to autoscale this, but it may not be the reason for this problem.
What? These are funny names.
Does the horizontal pod autoscaler, does the manager tenant
Oh
entitlement
no.
pod have sidecars or something, or is it just this? Okay, no, don't know.
I don't know.
Well, in the Eureka Common secret, the tenant entitlement URL is just manager tenant entitlements without any port number. So
Oh,
as
so it's
far
AT.
as not having a port number, I think that's correct,
Well, doesn't have a
right?
sidecar. I don't know. I'm not making any progress here somehow. No, to resolve this. Nope, yeah, no port number. Module.
Yeah, that's port 80, but and the service is, I think the service is listening on port 80 and using the port 8081 in the pod, but we didn't see the port 8081 in the pod, so that's why I'm confused.
That's for what is that for? Manager
We
tenant?
didn't see the
Is that what
port.
that
Manager
is?
tenant entitlements. Can you check in your environment? Is there,
Yeah, so
if
I've
you
got.
exit into the pod and to do a netstat minus TLN, if you see some listening port on port 80, or 8081.
Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, mine is 80. Let's see. Yeah, the private port is 8081, but the listening port for the service is 80.
Or something is not configured right in the container, that the container start command has to specify a port or something like that. So just for reason, for occasion, if you start a process in a container and it doesn't listen to the port, then yeah, then you will not be able to connect using the service. That's yeah.
Yeah, that yeah, manager tenant entitlements came up defaulted to listen on port 8081, inside the container, and I'm mapping it,
Okay.
it for my service as port 80.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's
This is
mapped to that private port.
what I'm doing too.
Yeah. And I'm using the selectors to get to it for the app.kubernetes.io name and instance. I'm using those selectors to target the deployment.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to do here. So I have the same error for 4 weeks now. I've done other things in the meantime, but on the Okapi, with Okapi deployments. Shall we move to some other topic? Shelly, do you want to still talk about Argo CD, or is it too late now? Only 20 minutes.
I don't know if it's too late. Yeah, I could talk about it.
Okay.
Although, yeah, I guess Florian was interested. He's still here.
For sure, we have another session. Next session, we have a guest from the Product Council, Martin Schulz, or Martin Scholz. So
from the product council.
I mean, I'm
This is
interested in to hear also what Shelley was going to do, so for what it's worth.
okay.
Let me share
Because
my
yeah,
screen.
otherwise it'll be like three more meetings until we get back to it.
Yeah. At least 4 weeks, yeah. I mean, if you can do that in 20 minutes, otherwise,
Yeah, I guess. So I'm not sure where to start with this. So Argo CD is a it's similar to Flux. It's a application that allows you to do deployments, continuous deployment, I guess. So what we've done so far is we're trying to get our Folio test environment set up with deployed with Eureka. And maybe I should go here. Oops, not that one. So we have, let me go back. So we have this repo and it's public now for our Eureka stuff. And under this folder structure here, Folio test is where we've been committing our spec files for like Kong and Keycloak and Elasticsearch. So I can show you what we have done, like for example, Keycloak. These are our values files for all the values that we're overwriting. We're using the Folio Helm v2 charts. And we have this thing called Keycloak application YAML, and what it does is the text too small? I should bump it up maybe.
Yes.
Sorry. So this kind is a part of the Argo CD project, and you can, Google Argo CD and see how to create applications. And this is an application that we're defining for Keycloak. We're calling it Keycloak. We're putting it in Folio test namespace. We have to specify the destination is, our Kubernetes service server. And then here you could define sources. Well, in Argo CD, you can have one source for your application, or you could have multiple sources. And we're having multiple sources where we're using this Bitnami Helm chart. And we're saying that the values in the Bitnami Helm chart are going to be coming from our GitHub repo, Folio Eureka. And they are going to be checked in to this path, this file path of Folio test infrastructure, Keycloak, and the branch to look at in our GitHub repo is main. So Argo CD puts all that together and deploys the application. Once you, well, you have to kube control apply this file so that Argo CD knows that you have an application that you want to sync and use these sources to create the deployment for that application. So then once you kube control apply that file, you can, I will go to Keycloak. Oh, it's not even here yet because of reasons. Why isn't it here yet? Because we haven't done this yet. That's why it's not here, Keycloak. Oh, I know why it's not here, because of other reasons. Let me go back to Folio Eureka. So under infrastructure is where we put, all these things that are part of Folio. And then under modules is where we're putting the values files for the different modules for Eureka. And I guess why not look at manager tenant entitlements? Oh, wait, no, let's not look at that because, oh, no, we could look at it. So again, this is our values that we're overriding for the module. We're, created this based on, we found what the tag version is based on, application descriptors, right? Eureka enabled true. And then all of our extra nvars. And so these are all, part of the Folio Helm v2 charts. I do want to say that we're using a fork of the Folio Helm v2 charts because, let me go back here. This deployment strategy key, right now, there's a PR that I have that hasn't been merged yet for adding this key to all of the values files for the chart so that you can configure it to rolling update instead of recreate, because right now it's default to recreate and you probably don't want that for your production environment. So this is our application spec for manager tenant entitlements, and we're telling Argo to use our Folio Helm v2 chart. This is the chart version for that particular module. And then our values files are in here and they're in this path. So if I go here, let's see, manager tenant entitlements. And it's not, we have an error. I'm not sure why this error is happening, but part of Argo CD is there's the settings, and I don't actually have ac I could view this stuff, but I don't have access to edit it. Our operations people set this up so that there's different projects, and Folio test is the project, and it's also the namespace. And there's these source repositories that are configured for the project. So this allows us to use these repos for this project. And we've run into stupid issues like this has a, let me bump it up. This has a forward slash at the end of it. And so if that forward slash is there, and it's not there in your spec for the application, then you get this problem. It's really dumb. We have to go through here and get rid of all the forward slashes. You could say what namespaces this project is allowed, what the cluster server is, all these other things, roles. Like if I go back to settings here and I look at my account, no, I can't look at my account. I could look at my user info. I don't know. This is how they had set it up. But anyways, back to this, applications you could view as tiles or as a list here. You could see which ones are out of sync, which ones are synced. Let's look at the ones that are out of sync. So these are all out of sync because we can look like, why are they out of sync? So the reason being, it shows you what the diff is for, like, what the manifest that we have in. Well, I don't want to say the manifest. Apparently, we have a sidecar mismatch here. So we had deployed this with the wrong mod Folio module sidecar version. And if I were to, I want to try to sync this. And because I bumped up the text, I can't see what these things are. So here I could say, wait a minute, I want to deploy this with the correct Folio module sidecar version. So I'm gonna synchronize and see if it fixes the problem. So because we have rolling update as our deployment strategy, it's bringing up a new replica set. You could see here the hash versions are different. And then I think once this pod comes up and is running, it'll remove this one. But as that's doing its thing, I could look here and see that my sync that I initiated succeeded. What was the things that it synced? Okay, so now get rid of these replica sets. I don't know why it's not getting rid of the replica sets. From here, this is the deployment. I could look at, there's a summary. You could look at the live manifest for the deployment. So exactly like what is deployed. It doesn't resolve the NVARs from the secrets, but that's okay. We could look at that somewhere else if we wanted to. The desired manifest, so what is checked into GitHub, and then if there's any difference, you would see that. You could see events for the deployment. So 1 minute ago, you could see I just tried to sync the thing, and we could actually get the logs of it. So that's pretty cool. And then I don't know what all these other buttons do because I haven't done any of this stuff. Let's go back here. I guess like all these ones that are out of sync, I think they're all the issue with the wrong sidecar version. And I wonder, there's got to be a way where I can. If I go back to the list here, I wish there is a way to select all of them and say sync them, but I guess it doesn't let me do that. Oh, here. So sync apps. I should sync all of them because they're all wrong. And let's see what happens. Fun. Okay, so if I uncheck that, and then there's some other neat views, I guess. I don't know what this means, hydrator. So yeah, they're all doing their things, getting the right module version, Folio module sidecar versions, and being redeployed. What else? That's kind of what we've been working on so far. I guess the One of the things that is kind of like, well, how do we, like before when we deployed Folio, we just did from our laptop's Helm install. And we had a script that we wrote that did Helm install and said, like, oh, if there's these values files, apply that as you're doing Helm install. And so it was really easy to like, okay, let's Helm uninstall in order to delete the stuff that we just deployed. I'm not sure how we're going to de how we delete stuff here. There is a way. Like I'll just whatever mod audit. I don't care. I could say delete, and then it says like, you have to confirm that you want to delete it by typing in mod audit. And then there's some kind of, methodology around how it does the deletion. And this act the, so when it deletes the application, I think it goes in and it deletes all of the resources as well in the cluster. I don't actually think I have. Will it work? Yeah, I think it will work. So if I do this, supposedly it's deleting everything there. Application mod audit was deleted. So then let me see if I, where are my Zoom controls? If I share this screen, which is, oops. So let me look at Folio test. And yeah, there's no more mod audit here. Huzzah, it's deleted. So now, wow, that was a mistake. I didn't want to delete mod audit. Aww. So let me share another screen. Oops. Okay. So if I let me bump up the text. So I want to reapply the application that I just deleted. So I have it in Folio test modules, and it was mod audit. And application is that's the Argo application that I just deleted, and it deleted all of my resources for mod audit. So I'm going to reapply that file. Let's see, Folio test modules mod audit. Whoops. Application. So now let me go back here and look and see mod audit. And it's creating the resources. Yay. So that's the little whirlwind tour of Argo CD. I don't know how to, like, it seems kind of hokey to be like, okay, in order to get the Argo CD to deploy stuff, I have to apply kubectl apply these files, these application files. I don't know if there's a way to close that.
So I personally am not really understanding this right now, but we have some colleagues who have more understanding with Argo, and we are currently like trying to install a development environment still with Okapi, but with modules. And I think the missing piece here is application sets. I think the idea here would be some hierarchical thing. For example, okay, I want a folio. Then you have like keycloak and stuff, infrastructure stuff there. Then you want a module set for maybe a flower release, and then the all the applications for mod audit would be then part of that application set. And in that way, you only apply like one thing if you want a folio. I think that is probably the next step. But so I don't really understand Argo, but yeah.
So there's in Argo, there's applications and there's application sets, and then there's some like pattern you could have called app of apps. And we tried to start out putting our manager apps as an application set. Here I'm showing, this is, I guess, the spec for it. So when we had applied this spec for an application set, we couldn't see the application set in the UI. And apparently it's you can't see the application set in the UI because application sets are on like a cluster level, and I don't know. There was some information that I saw in the Argo CD documentation about how application sets could apply on a cluster level. So it's there's some weirdness around clusters and namespaces for application sets. I don't know.
Okay, that
But we couldn't see it in the UI, and then we're
cool.
like, oh, I guess we'll just use applications.
Yeah, that it's possible that that's just a limitations we simply don't have at all.
Yeah.
Because we have, yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
interesting.
But maybe that app of apps thing pattern that I've heard talked about could be a thing to do. I don't know what it looks like in the UI or what an app of app looks like. But
Yeah,
can
so
I have a very stupid question? What is the what's the what does it really do? Are you trying to deploy folios, the whole folio with just one command, or I mean continuous deployment? I know in a way that if you have a new module version, then it will be exchanged. The old version will be exchanged by the new module. What is that is what continuous deployment does. So what
So,
are you trying to do actually with this tool?
what I'm trying to do is implement some GitOps principles into our Folio deployment because I'm trying to move my Zoom controls. Because previously, we actually, I will show, let me go. This is how we currently deploy Folio. We have these modules here, and this is where we have some of the values file the values. These files are all applied when we Helm install, but what is not checked in here is the main values overrides where we're specifying the image repository and the tag and some of these other things. These are all specified like when we run this install module script. So basically, we're not keeping track of the chart version for the Folio Helm v2 for the deployment. We're not right now, we're not keeping track of the actual thing, the values that we're actually using when we're deploying a module. This is all done kind of like in the moment on the fly. So if you happen to do Helm repo update and Folio Helm v2 had changed something in its deployment and your production cluster had just gone down and you try to get everything up and running again, we cannot guarantee that our deployment that we get up and running is the same thing that was there before it went down. Because we're not keeping track of any of this in Git. But now that, and so that's the problem that I'm trying to overcome with using Argo CD and having these different structure for the files that we are have the values in that we're overriding from the chart. And here we should we have we're specifying what the chart version is that we're using. And I mean like right now it doesn't quite matter because we have a fork of Folio Helm v2, but I'm trying to get us away from using a fork. So once we actually get away from using a fork, then we're reliant upon what is in the community chart, and so we need to make sure that we know what version of the chart is that we deployed.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is you're trying to keep more things in what GitHub or GitOps or
And some
Yeah.
kind of Git repository.
In the
Yeah. Argos CD forces you to use repositories, and so you also have all your values in repositories, and the if you like, then the revision of the Helm charts are also specified here.
Yeah, there have been many times where and we just did that. We did this recently because so if you notice, we're using this chart version for Keycloak. Actually, we're using a different an earlier one, but here on this wiki page for deploying Eureka, they say use this chart version. 21.04. But you go here and you look at the Bitnami chart and you look at the chart versions, and there's, a chart version that works with an application version. And we scroll down here to version 21.04, and that's works with Keycloak version 24.03. And Folio Keycloak is on version 26. I mean, that's Folio Keycloak, but they're basing that on the, community Keycloak, and that's version 26. So, I don't know. All these things are important to keep track of. And yeah. Well, we're over time. So I'll stop sharing, and I could show more stuff if people are interested at another point in time.
Shelley, why do you want to remove your fork from existence? Why not keep it as a backup so that if the f main Folio repository disappears somehow, you still can run stuff?
That's true. Yeah. I just don't want to maintain keeping the fork updated with upstream.
I guess for like sustainability reasons, a mirror would be better.
I mean, even the for the Keycloak chart version that the community says use version 21. That chart version isn't available in the OCI registry for Bitnami. And that was the repo that we're using. So again, like you said, oh, too bad we didn't copy the chart version for that and have it laying around somewhere. So it's not just like the Folio Helm v2 charts, it's like every single chart repository out there. When are they going to get rid of the older versions of the charts, and we're kind of screwed.
That was really good. Thanks, Shelley. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's nice to
welcome.
see.
Yeah, so just keeping some notes.
The UI is good too, so you can just get a quick overview of, hey, is this thing green or is this thing not green?
Yeah.
I like that.
Doesn't work if you're
You're right. Yeah,
colorblind, but
that's a good point. Does not meet ADA compliance standard.
no, it doesn't.
Are there browser add-ons for that?
Oh yeah, probably. All right. Well,
Okay,
thanks everybody.
thank you all. As I said, next week we will have a guest, quite in 2 weeks we will have a guest, Martin Schulz from the PC. Let me just quickly say the topic. It's about find this,
But tools that are developed around Folio and not visible because they are not official tools and He wants to
Yeah, right. They want
propose
to
something to make them more visible.
the tools which are not officially part of Folio, but which we have developed around Folio. And I think he also wants to know from us what kind of tools this could be. And of course, these will be modules which some institutions have developed. I know from Bavarian, Florians, that there are some modules. And the question will be where to publish that so that you can find it better. I don't think it will mean we will get a central repository where we can host this, but just a linked list. Yeah, that's the topic. Make developments in Folio more visible. So, yeah, thank you all.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cool. You.
Bye.
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 Adios, everybody.
Adios. Oh, that's. Install.